Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says welfare of farmers remains the utmost priority of his government, reaffirms commitment to increase farmers' income. Filing of nomination for vice presidential election begins today. Pandemonium continues in Parliament amid opposition uproar over Bihar's SIR electoral rolls and other issues. Rescue and relief operations intensify on third day after flash flood hits Uttarkashi district. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in northeast region including sub-Himalayan West Bengal for today. And National Handloom Day being celebrated today to mark Swadeshi movement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interests of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. Addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi emphasized that the welfare of farmers remains the utmost priority of his government. He said the government is continuously working on increasing the income of farmers and reducing expenditure on farming. He highlighted that the government has recognized farmers' strength as the foundation of the nation's progress.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है। भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई-बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा। और मैं जानता हूं व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूं मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार है
The Prime Minister highlighted that today India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute. He said last year India recorded its highest ever food grain production. He said Dr. Swaminathan led the movement to make India self-reliant in food production. He stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops and focus on heat-resistant crops.
कुछ व्यक्ति तो ऐसे होते हैं जिनका योगदान किसी एक कालखंड तक सीमित नहीं रहता प्रोफेसर एम एस स्वामीनाथन ऐसे ही महान वैज्ञानिक थे मां भारती के सपूत थे उन्होंने विज्ञान को जन सेवा का माध्यम बनाया फूड सिक्योरिटी को उन्होंने अपने जीवन का ध्येय बना लिया उन्होंने वो चेतना जागृत की जो आने वाली कई सदियों तक भारत की नीतियां और प्राथमिकताओं को दिशा देती रहेगी
The Prime Minister said the government got the opportunity to honor Professor Swaminathan with the Bharat Ratna. He highlighted that in the past 10 years, the handloom sector has got a new identity and strength across the country. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by opposition members over Bihar's special intensive revision and various issues. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025. The bill aims to further amend the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Act 2017. She also tabled an explanatory statement showing reasons for immediate legislation by promulgation of the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Ordinance 2025. The presiding officer, Sandhya Ray, tried to run the zero hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering amid the ruckus. The presiding officer adjourned the house till 2 p.m.
हम सबको यहाँ देश की जनता ने चुनकर पहुँचाया है हमको हर विषय पर चर्चा करनी चाहिए आप सब सदन की कार्रवाई नहीं चलाना चाहते आप सब अपनी अपनी सीट पर विराजिए सभा की कार्रवाई 2 बजे तक के लिए स्थगित की जाती है
Similar scenes were also witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. When the House assembled at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh said he had received 25 adjournment notices from different political parties relating to various issues, but the notices were rejected, citing ruling. As the pandemonium continued, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m.
हमारे पास 180 स्पेशल मेंशंस रेज करने का मौका था, लेकिन लगातार व्यवधान के कारण हम केवल 13 स्टार्ट क्वेश्चंस 5 जीरो आवर सबमिशंस और 17 स्पेशल मेंशंस ये ले पाए। व्यवधान के कारण इस सत्र में तक 51 घंटे 30 मिनट हम गंवा चुके हैं। हमारी जिम्मेदारी देश की जनता के प्रति है। आप हाउस में ऑर्डर बनाए रखे, मैं आपको बोलने का मौका दूं।
Talking to Akashwani News, JDU Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Jha said that Special Intensive Revision SIR is not an issue in Bihar. He said the Election Commission has done the work of SIR very well in Bihar. Mr. Jha informed that the Commission has also asked for objections, but no party has approached the Commission yet.
लोग बार बार बोल रहे हैं कि ये SIR का काम जो है वो बिहार में हो रहा है। आप बिहार के लोगों में इसका कोई असर नहीं है, ये दिल्ली में हल्ला कर रहा है। बिहार में SIR का काम बहुत बढ़िया तरीके से इलेक्शन कमीशन ने किया है। 93% लोगों ने अप्लाई किया है और उसको स्पष्ट कहा गया एक महीने का टाइम देकर, आपको किसी नाम पर ऑब्जेक्शन है तो आ करके आप लिख करके दे दी। आज तक कोई ऑब्जेक्शन देकर नहीं गया था और क्या होगा।
The government has said that 95% of the total 8,000 projects under the Smart Cities mission has been completed. The mission was launched in 2015 to improve the quality of life in hundreds of cities by providing efficient services, robust infrastructure and sustainable solutions. Replying to a supplementary question in the Lok Sabha today, Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal said 7,336 projects have been completed, worth over 1,53,000 crore rupees.
स्मार्ट सिटी मिशन इसके अंतर्गत प्रदेशों को सिलेक्ट करने के लिए कुल 8 कैटेगरीज के, इसमें कुल मिलाकर अभी तक जो 8,000 प्रोजेक्ट है उसमें 30 जुलाई 2025 तक 7,336 परियोजनाएं पूर्ण हो चुकी हैं, जिसकी लागत 1,53,977 करोड़ है। लगभग 99% निर्धारित बजट यहां 100 शहरों को जारी किया जा चुका है।
The Supreme Court has dismissed the plea filed by Justice Yashwant Verma challenging the findings of the 3-member in-house inquiry committee that recommended his removal. A bench of Justices Deepankar Datta and A.G. Masih, which had reserved its verdict last week, said that Justice Verma's plea was not maintainable as he could not challenge the findings of the in-house inquiry committee after having participated in the process. The then Delhi High Court judge, Justice Verma, came under scrutiny following the March 14 discovery of burnt cash in an outhouse of his official residence in the national capital. Following the cash discovery, Justice Verma was repatriated to the Allahabad High Court and an in-house inquiry was initiated into the allegations. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Election Commission today issued the notification for filing nominations for the vice presidential election. Nominations for the office of Vice President can be filed till the 21st of this month. An election will be held on the 9th of September.
The election is necessitated following resignation of Jagdeep Dhankhad from the post of Vice President last month. This will be the 17th Vice Presidential election. The Vice President is elected by an electoral college which consists of the member of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. As per the notification, interested candidates can file their nominations by 21st of this month. The scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 22nd August, while the last date of the withdrawal of candidature will be 25th of this month. The counting of votes will be held on 9th September. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 Central Reserve Police Force CRPF personnel were killed and 15 injured when a vehicle carrying them skidded off the road and rolled down into a nala in Udhampur district today. The incident took place in the Kandwa area when the personnel were returning from an operation in Basantgarh. The vehicle was carrying 23 personnel, 2 personnel died on the spot and 16 were injured. They were evacuated to a hospital where one more succumbed to injuries. More details are awaited. In the aftermath of a devastating cloudburst and landslide in the Dharali and Harsil regions of Uttarkashi district in Uttarakhand, large-scale rescue and relief operations entered their third day today. A total of 518 personnel from the Army, Police, NDRF, SDRF, ITBP and the Civil Administration are actively engaged in rescue efforts, while 814 additional personnel are on standby for relief support. According to our correspondent, clear weather conditions today have significantly accelerated relief and rescue efforts.
Favorable weather conditions since this morning have enabled a significant boost in rescue operations using helicopters. According to NDRF Commander Gambhir Singh Chauhan, damaged roads had initially prevented rescue teams from reaching the affected areas, but yesterday 35 personnel were airlifted to Dharali. Now both the movement of rescuers as well as evacuation of stranded individuals by air has become possible. Helicopters are transporting people from Dharali to Matli helipad.
NDRF ke hamare lagbhag abhi 50 jawan wahan pe pahunch chuke hain Dharali mein. Satellite phone se वीडियो है वो पहुंच चुके हैं और उन्होंने काम करना शुरू कर दिया है. लकीली आज मौसम साफ है और मॉर्निंग से हेलीकॉप्टर्स फ्लाई कर रहे हैं और वापसी में जो भी वहां पर यात्री फंसे हैं या जो स्थानीय लोग हैं जिनको मदद की जरूरत है उनको लाया जा रहा है.
ओवर 50 इंडिविजुअल्स आर रिपोर्टेड मिसिंग इन द डिजास्टर. ड्यूरिंग द रेस्क्यू 9 मिलिट्री पर्सनल एंड 3 सिविलियंस वर एयरलिफ्टेड टू देहरादून, व्हाइल 3 क्रिटिकली इंजर्ड सिविलियंस वर रेफर्ड टू एम्स ऋषिकेश. साक्षी सिंह, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, देहरादून.
Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami arrived at the Matli helipad this morning and interacted with those rescued from Dharali. Relief supplies continue to be sent to the affected areas. The Inter Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. The IMD has predicted heavy rainfall to continue over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh till the 12th of this month. The Met Department also estimated similar conditions over Karnataka, Bihar and Jharkhand today. Meanwhile, extremely heavy rainfall is likely to prevail over Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. Monsoon rains in Himachal Pradesh continue intermittently. Most parts of the state are experiencing cloudy skies today, and with the rain subsiding partially, people are getting some relief. In the past 24 hours, the highest rainfall was recorded in Naina Devi area of Bilaspur district, measuring 92 millimetres. A yellow alert for heavy rainfall has been issued across the state until August the 13th.
In Darshal Panchayat of Rampur subdivision in Shimla district, a cloudburst occurred late last night, causing a major flood in the stream flowing through the middle of the Klech market. In view of the seriousness of the situation, the administration evacuated nearby houses as a precautionary measure. In Kangra district, an additional 40,000 cusec of water was released from the Pong Dam today as per prior notice. Meanwhile, in the tribal district of Kinnaur, a flood in the Riba stream has blocked National Highway 5 connecting Pooh to Kaza. The Border Roads Organization is working on a war footing to restore the road. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, 3 national highways and 493 connectivity roads in the state are currently blocked. In addition, 1,120 power transformers and 245 drinking water supply schemes are also non-functional. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
India is celebrating the 11th National Handloom Day today, recognizing the country's rich weaving traditions. The celebration honors the historic Swadeshi movement launched on August the 7th, 1905, which promoted indigenous industries, especially handlooms, as a form of resistance to British rule. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh conferred the Sant Kabir Handloom Awards and National Handloom Awards 2025 in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering on the occasion of the 11th National Handloom Day, Mr. Singh called for popularizing handloom products across the globe.
अब रेमी फाइबर भी भारत में उपजाना शुरू किया है और लीलन भी अब भारत में उपजाना शुरू कर दिया है. कॉटन तो होता ही है. हम चाहते हैं कि हैंडलूम में अब टेक्नोलॉजी साथ करे.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says welfare of farmers remains the utmost priority of his government, reaffirms commitment to increase farmers' income. Filing of nomination for vice presidential election begins today. Pandemonium continues in Parliament amid opposition uproar over Bihar's SIR electoral rolls and other issues. Rescue and relief operations intensify on third day after flash flood hits Uttarkashi district. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in northeast region, including sub-Himalayan West Bengal, for today. And National Handloom Day being celebrated today to mark Swadeshi movement. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.